From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Mass market retailers like H&M, Nordstrom's, and Macy's are continuing to close stores in 2018. But there's more to it than just that consumers are ordering everything online these days. As Julia Picker reports from Portland, Oregon, shoppers' tastes are also changing.
About 40 women are gathered in a private home to preview a collection of bracelets, earrings, and purses.
Each piece was individually curated.
Michelle Reeves is the co-founder of an e-commerce fashion startup called The Accessory Junkie. In her pitch, Reeves talks about where these accessories come from and how they were made.
Everything is either one of a kind or highly limited.
One of the shoppers, Whitney Chapman, says she's impressed.
I've been able to travel a lot, and I've never seen those types of unique items all put together the way that they're doing it.
Personalized, tailored shopping experiences are a trend in fashion retail this year. That's according to McKinsey & Company's latest State of Fashion report. And it's what another shopper, Tammy Comer, says she wants. She used to look for bargains at the mall, but she doesn't feel good about that anymore. She also buys less stuff because she'd rather
have a connection to the things that you buy so that they actually are meaningful and not just throwaway things.
So the Accessory Junkie and other companies, Everlane, Stitch Fix, and M.M. Lafleur, market to individual tastes or values instead of stressing broad fashion trends. Michael Dart is a retail consultant with A.T. Kearney. His new book, Retail's Seismic Shift, looks at how shoppers' tastes are starting to fragment. He says traditional retailers are having trouble getting consumers in the door, even with steep discounts, because there are just too many options.
The challenge is the closets have filled up, and people now have a lot of basics. They have a lot of clothing that they're just not wearing often enough. And so they now look for something that is unique, that does tell a story, that has some authenticity, that has meaning, and that's where they're putting their dollars.
Dart says this shift is also weakening the trend-setting powers of long-established fashion houses. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Julia Picard for Marketplace.